Okay, hello everyone. I'm going to be doing another questionnaire, but this time it's thank everybody. I guess this is my way of saying thank you because I have 100 followers now. And this one is Dante Creates. I always read it as Crates. It is Dante Creates. Like, ooh, Dante's creative questions. That has a nice ring to it, but it's Dante Creates. It's his 50 random questions. So let us begin. Number one. Does anyone in this... and I've only read like... I skimmed through these. So that'll be fun. Question one. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no? No. This is a completely new account. I have my main account, which is, like, what I've been using to lurk on GWA. I've been here for a while, in the shadows, and I've only just now, started, you know, making audios, kind of, I guess, just, you could say, making a name for myself, in a way, but, yeah, no, nobody here knows me, and if they did, Two, do you have a crush on a member of this community? I guess you could call it a crush. I mean, kind of. I really like his audios. They're all so good. Like, anytime he posts one, I'm like, just excited stimming. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? God. In this community, well, not in this community, just in general? Oh, God, okay, I'm gonna do a famous person and then not famous person. There was this, short, mini little story time. I was at a cafe once, and I saw this guy, and he was, like, the most, it's weird to call a grown-ass man pretty, but he was, like, pretty, but he had, like, this red mark, like, I couldn't see it too well, but he had, like, this big red mark on, like, the side of his face, but he still looks like, I don't know, but, like, he just caught my eye, and him, yeah, he could get it. a famous person, Johnny Depp. I don't know, he's just, something about him just, you know, he has me tucking my hair behind my ear sometimes. Have you ever given or received anal IRL? Not yet. I don't like the idea of someone seeing my butthole. I really don't like that. But, future plans to peg my boyfriend 100%. Absolutely. So, you know... it'll be happening. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? I'm very picky when I am on the receiving end. So I think for the sake of my sanity, I would rather give because it's easier for me that way. Because if one wrong move and I'm just like, no, get up, get away from me, go away. Nope. What is your favorite tag? To see, like, in an audio, like, if I'm, you know, looking for something to listen to, probably size difference. Either size difference or anything in relation to, like, clit play, clitoral stimulation, those, you know, that kind of stuff. Whew. Yeah. Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing/recording? Mommy Dom. I haven't done a Mommy Dom audio yet. I'm gonna be looking for some scripts like that. Hopefully I can find some that aren't incest. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, I haven't done any of those yet. So I really want to do a Mommy Dom audio. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? No, I hate doing things in public. Have you ever fucked in a car? Not yet. Planning on it. I got a lot of future sex plans. Don't even worry about it. Road trip? Yes. I can't see, so I'm just gonna have to make this my screen a little bigger, because I can't fucking see. Even with my glasses on, it's just, like, mildly blurry. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? I mean, there's a difference between rough and gentle and vanilla and kinky. So, I wouldn't say vanilla content, but it isn't rough. Like, it still falls in the kink ballpark. But, I guess vanilla content for now, because a lot of the rough stuff, like, the scripts, they're so dramatic to me, and, like, I can't take them seriously, like, I can't take it seriously, and so, like, the softer, more vanilla content is, like, easier for me to not find ridiculous. I know that sounds mean, but it's just, I can't, sometimes it just looks so silly to me. Do you pronounce it aunt or aunt or aunt? Aunt, aunt, or aunt? Aunt, aunt. I say aunt. Auntie. Because not only am I black, but I'm from the South, so I say aunt. That's not what I hear. But yeah, aunt. I don't think I've ever said aunt. Aunt, maybe, if I'm trying to be like, help. Jesus, background noise. Maybe aunt if I'm trying to be, oh, so professional, you know, just aunt, you know. But I say aunt, like, remove the A from the proper word. U-N-T, no A, just the U. Name your favorite video game, if any. As of recently, it's not recent. I really like Detroit Become Human, but, the Infamous series, I really like the Infamous series. Like, those finger looking good. Can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute? No! I've never been able to juggle. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. Okay, I don't know if this is a talent, but I can, like, put a bunch of emotion in my voice and then completely remove it. Like, I can do a complete 180 with emotion in my voice, because normally when I talk, I'm really deadpan, like, I'm really flat. There's not a lot going on, but I can just really put so much emotion into my voice that I can sound so passionate in a single second, and then I can just go straight back to normal. I don't know if that's a talent. Also, I'm sorry if that was too loud. I don't know if that's a talent or not, but, I mean, it's something I can do. what direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? I don't know. I don't know. I am facing my wall. Whether or not the northern star is in the direction of my wall is of no concern to me. I don't know how. I'm facing forward. I don't know cardinal directions. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? My keyboard. But wait, hold on. I'm sitting weird. Like, I'm in my chair, and my chair is turned to the right, and so the rest of my body is turned to the right, but my computer screen is on my desk, which is technically, as of right now, to the left of me. So wait, hold on. I'll face my computer, and if I threw something to the left, a brick, my plant and my tiny little bookshelf with a lot of my books on it would be damaged. And I don't wanna hurt my plant. He's just chilling. He's just chilling, bro. He's vibing. What is your alcoholic drink of choice? I hate alcohol. But Beringer's Pinot Grigio is probably the best kind that the best kind of wine that I've had. But I don't really like to drink. Can you / do you drink alcohol straight? Yeah, the few times that I haven't really added anything. Have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? No. Do not touch me when I'm drunk, especially not sexually, because I don't want to wake up from that. That's no. Favorite sex position, least favorite sex position. Favorite sex position, mating press. Least favorite, Doggy, at least for me, because I don't want anyone to see my butthole. Do not look at my butthole. I'm so self-conscious about it. So doggy is my least favorite. Are you currently a dom, sub, or switch? I am a switch, but I have a heavy leaning towards dom. But I can be a real pillow princess sometimes. Especially, like, if you catch me in a good mood, like, usually when I'm sleepy, I get more, the more tired I am, the more submissive I get. I guess you could say, yeah, when I get a little sleepy, I get all soft and submissive. I do, like, a complete 180, from my dom and sub attitude, because when I'm dom, I've got, like, two moods. Like, I can be sadistic as hell, and then, or I can be, like, really gentle. Or, like, you can get a nice little in-between where I'm just a little bit mean. I love being mean. God, I love being mean. But when I am, like, submissive, you gotta be gentle with me. I get so soft when I'm subby, and I hate it. I hate it. But, switch. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? No. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience IRL? If no, would you want to try one? No. I've had girlfriends in the past, but we never really, like, got that far in the relationship. I mean, yeah, I'd love to fuck a girl. I have no qualms with it, but, you know, I'm in a relationship right now, so. Gotta see how that plays out. Who knows, maybe I'll never get to fuck a girl. Sucks to be me. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? No. Because, I'm sorry, fellas, but a guy could get his dick wet and so many different girls and still not know where the clit is. So you can be highly sexual, but you can still be bad at sex. And, I'm not a highly sexual person, but I have a very good understanding of human anatomy. Mostly because, I'm weird, and that's a little bit of a hyperfixation of mine. Human anatomy, I love human anatomy. Mostly the inside, the inner workings, not, the outside, but we're not here to talk about my weird obsession or get into the gory details, but, to that I will say no. What brought you to this community? I love audio porn. I've, like, from the very beginning, whenever you could call it that, I'm not an ASMR person. I don't like the whispers, I don't like the tingles, but I just like audio porn. I don't know, it's much better than actual porn, because actual porn is, like, gross. It's so bad. But then I was, it started off with me, like, there was this guy on YouTube, and he did, like, anime stuff, like, not Yagami Yado. Everyone knows about Yagami Yado, not that chick. This other guy went by Akira Dubs, and he would do, like, audio stuff, and I was like, ooh, I kind of like this. And then it just kind of grew. I found people on Tumblr that did audio porn, and then through that, I saw a thing that was like, oh, here are my favorite performers, blah, blah, blah. And then I found GWA, and I've been here ever since. So, yeah, that's my story, I guess. What keeps you here? A certain handful of male performers that will not be disclosed. They keep me here for the most part, but now I'm here so I can, you know, do my own thing. Because a lot of people, like, a lot of people that I meet online, offline, IRL, they always compliment me on my voice, which I personally, I don't find it that attractive, but a lot of people seem to. And I've always, like, kind of been interested in doing audio porn, so, you know, why not? Why not? If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? Because it's fun. And, I like the praise. I like getting comments. They're like, ooh, you did this so well. And I'm like, stop. So, it's fun. I like doing it. And I like the compliments that I get. I don't like the guys coming in my DMs asking if I'm in Arizona, if I want to fuck them. But, you know, it's got its ups and downs. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. Ooh, my favorite one to whistle is the Kill Bill thing. Hold on. Hold on. I'm smiling too much, so it's hard to whistle when I'm smiling. But I'm really good at whistling. I'm gonna put my mic away for a little bit. Hold on. I'm really good at whistling. Maybe I should have put that as my talent, whistling. Because when I was in school, people would be like, can you whistle this? Can you whistle that? Can you whistle this? OMG, can you whistle that? And I would just... but yeah, I love whistling. Can you use chopsticks? Yes, I can. I like to eat finger food, but I don't like touching food with my fingers. So, usually if I can avoid it, I'll use chopsticks instead. Because, you know, they're really versatile, easy to use for me at least. So I learned how to use chopsticks in elementary school. And it's just muscle memory now. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word for a soft drink? I say soda. Because I am a decent human being. Not everything is coke. Soda pop, maybe if I'm talking to grandparents. But I say soda. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? I have really bad social anxiety, and I get overstimulated with loud noises, being touched by people. So I have never been to a concert, and I have no plans to ever go to a concert. They seem like the quickest way to send me into a panic attack. So, no. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? My brother, yes, as a payback. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? Yes, he was, I wouldn't call him a man because it happened in, like, middle school, but he was messing with one of my friends, and so I kicked him in the balls. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? Yes, I do, because, obvious reasons, I'm a black female in America. I think that says enough right there. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? I've never had one. I was always just a jelly sandwich kid, and I don't really eat sandwiches that much anymore, so I've never had one. Broccoli, yes or no? Yes, steamed and sprinkled with salt. That's the best way to have them. Or in fettuccine alfredo. That's good. Butter or margarine? Butter? God, fuck margarine. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Omnivore. Favorite cartoon as a child? I don't fucking remember. I don't remember. Cat dog? I don't know. Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating? Yes, because when you get away with it once, you'll want to do it again. What is your favorite part of sex? Foreplay. Definitely. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth noises. I feel silly. Writers, has a script ever made you? No, I'm not a writer. Vagina eaters, what is your best technique for driving a woman crazy? I can tell you a technique that drives me crazy. No. No. That's a secret. Cocksuckers, what is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Get the little part right under the head. Right under that head. Yep. Right there. The little... Yeah. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I have a lot of stuffed animals. I've never thrown them away. I've just kept them. My newest addition and my new favorite is this big teddy bear that my boyfriend gave me for my birthday. Think of the most important and famous landmarks in the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? I don't know that many landmarks. I'll fuck my boyfriend on Lady Liberty, I guess. That's so silly. Or the Eiffel Tower, you know. Ah, Paris, the most romantic city in the world. Oh, that's the last one. Oh, well, that was fun. Lots of questions. 50 whole questions in 21 minutes. Lots of rambling on my end. Nice. Okay, well... thank you all for following me. I'm so glad to have hit 100 followers. I am thinking about doing a custom audio raffle for, you know, as a thanks for having 100 followers. So if you've made it to the end of this questionnaire of mine, keep a lookout. Goodbye.